Sarojini Naidu, a poetess, freedom fighter. On the death of Mahatma Gandhi, she gave a moving speech in which she reminds us of the need to follow Gandhiji's example. Honesty, truth, fearlessness and ahimsa should be the guiding principles of our lives.
I feel that sorrow is out of place and tears become a blasphemy. How can he die? Who through his life and conduct and sacrifice, who through his love and courage and faith, has taught the world the spirit matters, not the flesh. That the spirit has a power greater than the powers of the combined armies of the earth, combined armies of the ages. He who's small, frail, without money, without even the full complement of garment to cover his body, not owning even as much earth as might be held on the point of a needle. How was he so much stronger than the forces of violence, the might of empires, and the grandeur of embattled forces in the world? Why was it that this little man, this tiny man, this man with his child's body, this man so ascetic, living on the verge of starvation by choice, so as to be more in harmony with the lives of the poor, how was it that he exercised over the entire world of those who revered him and those who hated him such power as emperors could never wield? It was because he did not care for applause. He did not care for censure. He only cared for the path of righteousness. He cared only for the ideals which he preached and practiced. And in the midst of the most terrible disasters caused by violence and the greed of men, when the youth of the world was heaped up like dead leaves, dead flowers on battlefields, his faith never swerved in his own ideal of non-violence. He believed that though the whole world slaughter itself and the whole world's blood be shed, still his non-violence would be the authentic foundation of the new civilization of the world. And he believed that he who seeks his life shall lose it, and he who loses his life shall find it. But as I say, it would be the act of faithless deserters if we were to yield to despair, if we were indeed to believe that he is dead, if we were to believe that all is lost because he has gone, of what avail would be our love and our faith? Of what avail would be our loyalty to him if we dared to believe that all is lost because his body is gone from our midst? Are we not there, his heirs, his spiritual descendants, the legacy of his great ideals, the successors of his great work? Are we not there to implement that work, enhance it, enrich it, and make greater achievements by our joint effort than he could have made singly? Therefore, I say the time is over for private sorrow. The time is over for the beating of breasts and the tearing of hair. The time is here and now, when we stand up and say, we take up the challenge of those who defied Mahatma Gandhi. We are his living symbols. We are his soldiers. We are his carriers of his banner before an embattled world. Our banner is truth. Our shield is non-violence. Our sword is a sword of the spirit that conquers without blood. Let the peoples of India, Rise up and wipe their tears. Rise up and still their sobs. Rise up and be full of hope and full of cheer. Let us borrow from him. Why borrow? He has handed it to us. The radiance of his own personality. The glory of his own courage. The magnificent epic of his character. Shall we not follow in the footsteps of our master? Shall we not obey the mandates of our father? Shall not we, his soldiers, carry his battle to triumph? Shall we not give to the world the completed message of Mahatma Gandhi? Though his voice will not speak again, have we not a million, million voices to bear his message to the world, and not only to this world of our contemporaries, but to the world generation after generation? Shall sacrifice be made? Shall his blood be shed for futile purposes of mourning? Or shall we not use that blood as a tilak on our foreheads, the emblem of his legion of peace-loving soldiers to save the world? Here and now, here and now, I, for one, before the world that listens to my quivering voice, pledge myself anew, as I pledged myself more than 30 years ago, to the service of the undying Mahatma.